Back in the waters, the world had changed from the time when bacteria ruled the day. The strangest of creatures had learnt the art of making a living. Mind-boggling discoveries have been made by unlikely people, like Tina the teenager, who chanced on a fossil in Charnwood Forest that was 600 million years old. Her teacher said, "No, it cannot be." It looked like a plant, but was really an animal that had spent its life deep in the ocean, in a place called Avalonia, near the South Pole, but was now somehow in England. And that was just one of so many weird creatures that teemed in the waters of the young earth. Trilobites, ammonites, corals and sponges worked away, some on the seafloor, some at the surface. And there were fishes, from the most primitive, just an eye, a few cells for a brain, and a chain of nerve cells moving a body, through to great sharks with massive jaws patrolling the oceans for food. But life was not easy. These burgeoning life forms were held in a vital embrace by the great forces of the earth. The surface of the earth was moving all the time. It still is. And those movements created mountains and volcanoes which erupted into the atmosphere, leaving gases which changed the climate. At times the water was without oxygen and smelt of sulfur, and many of the strange creatures died, wiped out, never to be seen again. Yet always some endured. Life survived. New creatures arose. And some emerged onto land. Insects left the water first. Large spiders, millipedes, cockroaches and scorpions. Some flying around the trees and plants like the dragonflies of today. And in those days, the freshwater fishes learnt a new way. Some had a pair of front fins and a pair of back fins, which helped them rest and shuffle about on the floor of shallow pools. These fins grew to be strong, with bones like limbs, forming amphibians and reptiles like newts and crocodiles that could emerge onto land. And there was one class of reptile that grew fearsomely large as they roamed the earth in search of food. But that's another story.